The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 16th, 1973, in New Delhi, India.
So, we are worshipping Krishna. His simple business is, as we have described, Radha Madhava. He is lover of Srimati Radha. Krishna means lover. That very word, Krishna, means all attract. You can attract by your love, not by anything else. Therefore, his name is Krishna. I have read one book, Aquarian Gospel, among the Christians. In that book, it is said that the word Christ has come from the word Christo. Christo. It is a Greek word, and the meaning of Christo is lover, anointed. So, I think the word Christ is apabhramsa of Christo. And Christo in India is still, if one's name is Krishna, we call him Christo. Or sometimes Keshto. My younger brother, his name was Krishna, so in family we are calling him Keshto. That is very correct. So, actually, love, the word love, has come from Krishna. That is a fact. Therefore, he will see always Krishna, always with Radhara. We worship Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. This is Vaishnava's worshipable deity. We do not worship alone God. We Vaishnava, we want to see Krishna and his energy, potency. That is Vedic system. In the Vedas it is said, Upanishad, Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. Sābhāviti jñāna balakriyāca natasya kārjam karanamca vidyate natasya sama adhikasya drishyate parāsya shakti vividhaiva sriyate sābhāviti jñāna balakriyāca. The Supreme Absolute Truth, he has nothing to do. He has nothing to do. Natasya kārjam karanamca. He has nothing to do. Everything is being done by his potency. Just like a big man, a big businessman, or the president of the state, he personally does not do anything. But his energies, his secretaries and others, they do everything. He simply signs or gives sanction. So this is the fact. God has nothing to do. Everything is being done very nicely by his energies. Just like the sun sign or the sun planet is one of the energies of the Supreme Personality of God. And the whole material world is being conducted very nicely by the sun sign. This is scientific. Due to the sun sign, all the planets, they are rotating in their prescribed orbit, and nobody is colliding with one another. Everything is going nicely. Sun sign. Due to sun sign, the seasonal changes are taking place, and the varieties of trees, plants are growing. Everything is going on. The moon is also working under sun sign, and due to the moon, there are waves in the sea, there are changes of the egg tide and flow tide. So, one energy of the sun sign is doing so much thing. The parasa shakti vividaiva svet. His energies are working so nicely, the savabhi vijnana balakriyata. Savabhi. Coming in natural, just like a rose flower is coming into existence, very nicely painted, very nicely colored, very nicely flavored. So it requires brain. How you can say that it has been done automatically? No. There is brain. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyatesa characharam. The nature is working under his direction. But his direction is so complete that it appears to us as it is being done automatically. Not automatically. There is brain behind it. Just like nowadays there are so many mechanical inventions. You just push one button and things come. And we see in the airplane, there are simply, the pilot is working simply by pushing some buttons. And such a big, gigantic plane is floating in the sky. We can understand the television simply by pushing one button. So, if materially it is so much advanced, perfection is possible, you can just imagine spiritually how much it is perfectly possible. So this perfection of love, we are also after love. A young man is after love. A young boy is after love. So, where from this love comes? Because originally the love is there in Krishna. That is the version of the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya jata. Jato vayimani bhutani jayanti. So this loving affair has come from the Supreme Absolute Truth. But it is perversely reflected only. Perversely reflected. Jatra tisadga amrisha. Here, in the material world, we are simply seeing the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said in the beginning, janamadasya jataha annayat itaratascha artheshu abhijna sarat tini brahma rita adikavai bhuyanti jatta suraya. Tejo bharami vinvayam jatta chisargam risha dhamna sena nasta kahakam sada sattam param bhima. Sattam param. Here everything is perverted, reflection, shadow. The example is given just like in the desert, sometimes we find water. The reflection of the sunshine makes a false replica of water, exact. But there is no water. There is no water, and a reflection of water. Similarly, in this material world, there is only reflection of that love. Actually, there is no love. It is the mirage in the desert. Therefore, if we want really love, this word can be applied only to Krishna, all attract. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is just to teach people not to be allured by the illusory so-called water and love or anything. There is one reality, Satyam Param Dhiman. Just try to come to the real reality. Don't be entrapped by the false reality. This is Krishna consciousness. We are entrapped by the false reality. Maya, Maya Mridam Vaitaye, if Sitamanna Dhav, Maya Mridam, just like the deer, he runs over the false water in the desert, but the water goes ahead more and more, and the poor animal, without finding water, dies. But a sane man does not go. The sane man knows that reflection of water is not water. But that does not mean, because there is no water in the desert, it does not mean that there is no water. The water is there, but not in the desert. That is knowledge. Therefore, we are discussing last night this verse, jīvasya tatra jigyāsā. Jīvasya, every living entity should be inquisitive to know where is real pleasure. Because we are hunting after pleasure. Everyone, ānandamaya bhyāsāt, because we are, by nature, ānandamaya. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Mamaivānsa, Krishna says, therefore Krishna is Satchidānanda Vigraha, Satchit Ānanda. He is personified, Satchidānanda Vigraha. Vigraha means person, or the form, transcendental form, of Satchit Ānanda. Sat means eternity. And chit means knowledge, and ananda, pleasure. His body is Satchidananda. But our body is not Satchidananda, this present body, the material body. It is neither soft, because it is temporary. Therefore it is not soft. And chit, we are ignorant in so many things. There is no knowledge. Above the jata, this body means ignorance. This material body means ignorance. Above the jata. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhavastavat above the jata. Above the jata means the embodiment of ignorance. We do not know so many things. In our own body, I am claiming it is my body, but I do not know how the body is working. How we are taking food, how it is being transformed into different secretion, then the secretion is going to the heart, and we know something by the medical science, but it is not perfect. Medical science fails. Although I am claiming, I do not know at least. The physician may know, the medical man may know, but I am claiming I am this body, but I do not know how it is working. Therefore, we are abodha-jāta, therefore our business is to inquire about the truth. This is explained in this verse. Jivasya tattva jignasa. This human life should be engaged for inquiring about the truth, anything, either of this body or of this material nature, or about God or interrelationship, so many things there have to be known. Therefore in this verse it is said that jivasya tattva jignasa. It is not our only business that simply to eat, sleep and have sex life and defend. That is not our only business. That may be the business of the cats and dogs. But human life is not meant for that purpose. The civilization should be so modern that people will have the chance to think soberly about the truth of life. That is it. That is called tattva jignasa. For this purpose, the Vedic civilization is perfect. Vedic civilization for everyone. But nowadays, it is said that it is for the Indians or for the Hindus or... But actually it is meant for everyone. Just like here it is said, jivasya tattva jignasa. It is everyone's duty to inquire about the absolute truth. Where is the question of Hindu, Muslim or these or that? Truth is two. 2 + 2 = 4. It is accepted by the Hindus, Muslim, Christian and everyone. Science is science. So therefore, we should be interested about inquiry. This is the confirmation in every scripture. In the Bhagavad also, this is also Bhagavad. In Bhagavad in another place, it is said, tasmād guruṁ prapaddeta jignāsu śreya uttamam. Those who are actually inquisitive to know the value of life, the absolute truth, he must approach a guru. Here also, it is said, jīvasya tattva jignāsa. Jignāsa means somebody in inferior position inquires from the superior man. Then there is jignāsa. Just like a child inquires from his father, intelligent child, always inquires, father, what is this, what is this, what is this, that father explains. In this way, the child gets experience. So similarly, here it is said that jivasya tattva jignasa, every human being, it is human being. Jivasya, the general meaning is all living entity. But all living entity cannot inquire. That is not possible. The cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. There are 8,400,000 species of life, out of which this human form of life is competent to inquire about the truth. Therefore, here it is said, jivasya tattva jignasa, natha jasya karma bhi. Now, another place in Bhagavad Gita it is said, that tad-viddhi pranipātena pranipasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad-jñānam jñānina tattva-darśino. So from who you have to inquire? From a person who has actually seen what is tattva, what is true, from him. Therefore I was speaking yesterday, last night in Hindi, the tattva is not to be inquired from a panwala or biriwala, no. One who has actually seen the tattva, tattva-darsana. So, according to Vedic scripture, a tattva-darsi should be very pure, uncontaminated. Therefore, generally, we go to the qualified Brahmana, satta, sama, bhava, titikha, arjava, jnanam vijnanam astitkam brahma karma svabh. One who is qualified, tad vijnanatham sa guru meva vigacchet. So according to Vedic system, a guru, he must be a brahma. Any guru, it doesn't matter. It doesn't require that he is to take birth in a brahman family. If he is qualified, then he is a guru. If he is not qualified, then he cannot become guru. Even becoming a brahmana, qualified brahmana, one does not become guru if he is not a Vaishnava. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru nasasyat syat vaishnava sapacha guru syat vaishnava. One has to become vaishnava. Vaishnava means one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore Krishna's instructed Arjuna, he said, bhaktosi, priyosi, because you are my bhakta, therefore I am talking to you. So, guru means a Vaishnava. He must be representative of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Guru. He is the first guru. Tene brahma rida adhikavaye. Krishna imparted knowledge to the original person, Brahma. You may inquire that Brahma is the original person, there was nobody present. Then who became his guru? No, that is explained. Tene Brahma Hrida. From through the heart. Krishna, our God, is situated in everyone's heart. As you become purified, he speaks. He speaks always. But in our impure condition, we cannot hear. That's like in Bhagavad Gita it is said also, sarvasya chaham vidishan nivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanam. Vedaishya sarvai kahameva vedam vedanta krit Vedanta Vicha Aham. So, as Paramatma, Super Soul, Krishna is always prepared, ready to help every one of us. But provided we take his advice, so we take his instruction, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satadhyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamam vijayati. Those who are satadhyuktanam mean 24 hours engaged. Tesam satadhyuktanam bhajatam in which business engagement? Bhajatam in the devotional service. Such person. Bhajata, what kind of bhajata? Priti purvakam, with love and affection. Such person, buddhi yogam dadanitam. So what kind of buddhi yogam? These tattva jignasa, jinamam upajantite. These such instruction by which one can approach me, one can understand me, upajantite. In another place, Krishna says, bhaktyamāma vijānāti. Jāvān jaschāmi tattva. Here also it is said, jīvasya tattva jignāsa. So, if we want to know the tattva, the absolute truth, then we have to go through the process. That process is simply to engage oneself in the loving service of the Lord. Semanamukhe hi jivhādo svayameva spurattva atasya krishna nāmādi nabhaved grāhyam indriyam by these blunt senses, materially blunt. Just like this blunt instrument, you cannot take any benefit. It must be sharpened. Similarly, these senses, you will utilize these senses to understand the absolute truth. But it must be purified, sharpened, just like a knife. When it is sharpened, it cuts very nicely. If it is blunt, it does not. But you can use the same very knife. You can use these very eyes. Now you cannot see God or Krishna. But if you purify these eyes, if you purify these senses, you can see God, you can talk with God, you can serve God, everything. That is possible. That is bhakti. Sarvapadhi vinimaktam tatparatena nirmano. We have to purify these senses. Now I am thinking, this hand is my hand, or this hand is my society's hand, my family's hand, or my nation's hand, my community's hand. Upadhi, designation. But actually, this hand belongs to Krishna, and therefore this hand should be used for Krishna's purpose, not for anything else. That is called sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmanam, tilpa. Actually that, therefore Krishna's name is Rishikesh. When these senses are purified, then with that purified senses, Rishikena means senses, by these senses. Rishikesha sevanam bhakti rucha. This is bhakti. So, tattva jignasa. Everyone should be inquisitive, to inquire about the value of life. Not like cats and dogs, no inquiry. Simply, we go walking in the morning. We see so many nice bungalows. They are sleeping. The sleeping will save. No. Ahara nidra bhaya maitra. These four things. They are thinking that these four things will save him. No. Now you are situated in a very nice bungalow. Very good income. Very good wife and children. In any moment, you can be kicked out of this situation and you have to accept another body, which is not very comfortable. This is nature's law.
Thank you very much.